Well, this hour we'll take your calls with Maria Shaw, the psychic astrologer. If we're just calling about you, we just need your birth date. If you're calling about you and someone you're involved with, because she's an expert in relationships, we'll need that person's birth date as well. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Maria Shaw, the psychic astrologer. Maria, you say that the full moon, the end of this month, is going to be one of the best full moons of the entire year. What does that mean?
Yes, to release things. It's the snow moon, and it's when the snow is the deepest and the coldest, and then it gives way to the spring less than a month later. So full moons are good to release things. So release your fear, your doubt, release anything that doesn't enhance your life and that's no longer for your highest good. So I tell all of my clients for February 27th, which is the snow moon, is to make up a mantra or an affirmation and say it out loud on that day and take one step to release something or let something go, whether it be excess weight, whether it be an attitude, whether it be a situation. So think about something you'd like to release and let it go on that snow moon.
Now, how does 2022 look to you already?
2022 actually looks pretty good. Jupiter, the planet of good luck, will be in the sign of Pisces. And it's traditional ruler. The traditional ruler of Pisces was Jupiter before Neptune was discovered. So it works very well there. When a planet is in its home sign, the luck is magnified or the intensity is magnified. This summer, well, actually between May 13th and July 28th, all of us, no matter what sign we are going to get a preview of the luck that 2022 will bring us individually. So pay attention this spring and summer as to what's happening in your lives, because in 2022, that's where you want to push your luck. But I'm anticipating a lot of good things in 22 because of that Jupiter transit. And we won't have as many heavy aspects as we did last year and obviously with the Saturn square this year.
So you think 22 is going to be better than 21?
Yes. Yeah,
oh, that's
definitely
good. Well, that's a good sign. How about COVID? When does it go away?
I think it'll start to evaporate in March and slowly. And I think that I know there's some reports, so it's going to be here for forever and for the next 2 or 3 years. But I think that we will start to get back to a lot of our regular routines again. So slowly after March, we'll start to see it evaporate.
Okay, great. Let's go to the phones. What I'm going to give you first is the birth date or dates, so you can get them down there and get a running start, and then we'll quickly go to the caller. You ready?
Okay, right, yes.
All right, we'll start by going to April 10, 1972. We're going to Leslie in Ohio. Leslie, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, Maria, and nice to talk to you again, George.
You too, Leslie. Do you have a question for her about yourself?
Yes, it's about relationship, like what a good sign is for me to, pursue a relationship with or what to be leery of.
Okay, that's a good question, Leslie. You're a fire sign. And so if you can stick with the fire or the air signs, which I'll give you, those elements are going to be more supportive of you. Now, you may have had some of these signs I'm going to rattle off and say, oh, no, that's not going to work. I've already had one. Don't deny somebody just because of their sign, because it may actually work. It may have just been the timing of the events, too. So you're in Aries, which is a fire sign. Leo is also a fire sign, okay, and Sagittarius. So if you can stick within your element, things seem to flow easier. The air signs, because air supports fire, are also very good relationships for you. Libra is your opposite sign, but those opposites, the Aries and the Libra, both work well together. Gemini, if they're grown up, a lot of times Geminis are like big kids till they're 40. They're a lot of fun. And then also Aquarius, that is also an air sign. So you would want to be more careful with the Cancer, although that's a magnetic pole, and Capricorn. Those can be full of some lessons for you, I guess I would say. And just as a wrap-up, I want to let you know that you've got a good year this year to pursue a relationship, but one of the best times is going to be July of next year into the middle part of 2023. So good luck.
Good luck, Leslie. Why is it that certain times of the year are better than other times for people?
Well, we all have a yearly high and we have a yearly low, and it's based on where the planets are. And if you, let's say, you know, you're a Gemini, so, you know, you're always, most of us are going to do very well around our birthdays. That's why when a lot of people go to the casinos, they always win something on their birthdays. That's why they like to go, because they're extra lucky, because the sun comes back to where it was when you were born. We call it the solar return. But 6 months after that, the sun is in opposition to your sun sign. So you have to work harder because the planets are all in opposite signs. So as a Gemini, you might have more challenges in late November and December of you know, getting your groove on, making sure that everything's in order. Things don't always are not always as easy 6 months before or after your birthday. And then you also have Venus transits. And when Venus is in your sign, you look extra gorgeous, and your people will be more attractive to you, and more, and you'll be more charismatic. So it's nice to follow the quicker transits too, the shorter transits, because they can give you those little opportunities, you know, to pop, you know. So, but June is always going to be a good month for you, late May or June, because that's, you know, when the sun comes back to your natal position.
Why does it work? You've been telling us how, but why does it work?
Well, I think it works because of the fact that it's been around forever. The sky, the stars, the planets have been here forever. And I want to say this, years, hundreds, thousands of years ago, everybody had an astrologer on staff. The doctors had to know astrology because we didn't have x-rays. We didn't have anything like we do now to diagnose somebody. So they used the stars, the sun and the moon and the birth sign. And they conducted their surgeries or conducted their healings on specific dates. And so astrologers were on the courts of kings and queens. And now we're kind of lumped in with, you know, the Miss Cleos and the psychics. But astrology is actually a science, and that's why it works. The art is in the interpretation, but astrology is science, and it's been proven for thousands of years.
Next up, Maria, we're going to two dates here, one for the individual and his wife. For him, it's July 13, 1972. July 13, 1972. And for the wife, it's September 24, 1977, 9/24/77. We're going to Dan in Michigan. Welcome to the show, Daniel.
Hi, George. Thank you for taking my call. Hello, Maria.
Hello. What part of Michigan are you from?
Originally, Detroit, Michigan. Same
there
as
we,
you guys.
There we are, yeah.
But I've migrated to mid-Michigan, and I'm currently driving through one of these lovely snowstorms.
Yeah, you be careful. I just got hit with it in St. Louis, and you're getting the remnants of it right now. Question: do you have a question about your relationship or just something general?
General, money, health, longevity. What can you tell me?
About both of them. Go ahead, Maria.
Okay. So financially, you and your wife both are going to have a much easier time in 2022, and you should have kind of a, I don't want to say a peak money year, but a good money year starting the middle of next year and onward. You really should think about owning your own business or doing your own business. Do you do that yet? Dan?
I have owned three businesses, and I don't have them anymore. I'm currently an employee.
Okay, because you've got one of the best, timing is everything. You've got one of the best 3 or 4 year cycles coming up to own your own business, to make a lot of money. The peak will be 2025. Even if you just do a side hustle and just kind of start something on the side while you're still an employee would be okay. But just know that these next couple years are going to be very strong for you, much better than the last two or three. I want to say that besides 2025 being a peak year for you, 2026 will be the best year financially that you'll have in the whole decade. But you've got to, you know, make your own money through your own business. If you didn't keep them in the past, it could have been a timing event. But just trust me, this new decade will be much easier for you. I think you and your wife have a karmic tie. I think that you guys may have known each other in a past life. It shows that you and she knew each other in a family situation in the past. you either had a family in a previous lifetime, if you believe in that theory of reincarnation, or you were part of a larger family. So when you first met her, you probably felt a connection, or maybe you felt like, God, this is going to be my wife. I just know it. Or maybe she felt that way around you. But I think that this is a good relationship. You've made it through some difficult times, and she only has one more year of her midlife crisis, and she's going to be really easy. You guys, you're already out of your midlife crisis. She's got one more year of it, and it's going to be really easy from then on.
All right, great. Good luck, Dan. Any follow-up question?
No. Irony, though, my father and her father worked together, and we found each other on the Internet.
I love it.
I never knew. So
some things are meant to be.
Super. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate that. And since you've been doing this, Maria, generally, people want to know about jobs and relationships, standard procedure like that. But you have, as you talked about earlier, if somebody gets engaged like they did on Valentine's Day, you basically give them the dates they can get married, don't you?
Yeah, it's important that you have your marriage or your wedding chart done because your wedding is an entity. So you're an entity. You have a birth chart done. Your fiance has a birth chart done, but you really need to do a wedding chart because you want the sun and the moon to be in good alignment and in harmony. You don't want any oppositions or squares to the sun and the moon. The sun represents the man, the moon represents the woman. And when you look at the chart, it'll tell you what the strengths in the marriage, if you get married on that specific date and that time, that location, are going to be, and also the pitfalls of the marriage. I did a wedding chart for one of my friends. She really wanted to marry this man, and none of the dates were good that she gave me. I think she was marrying the wrong guy. It was either a hidden woman that he would have an affair with or no money. She chose the no money. And after they got married, both of them lost their businesses, couldn't hold a job, were evicted, and now they're divorced. But you need to do a wedding chart because it sets the tone, just like your birth chart, for the marriage, the life of the marriage.
Pressure's got to them, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. It sure did.
Next up, we're going to October 20th, 1977. 10-20-77, Randy in Alabama. Hello, Randy. Welcome.
Thank you. Just calling for, like, health and relationship, please.
All right, a little bit about his life, help, and relationships. What do you got for
him? Okay, I just left Alabama yesterday. I was over in Orange Beach and Gulf Shores. Had a wonderful visit.
Bet it was cold there, too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. I would say, Randy, that this year will be a much better year for you than the last two. You've been under some stress since 2018, 19, and 20, you're going to feel more grounded and more like yourself this year. Health-wise, you're not going to feel as tired and as drained. I do think you're going to have to, there was some frustration back, September through January, but I do feel like you're going to be much better this year, and your health is also going to be much better as well, especially after April 20th. Once we get into May, there is an opportunity for you to either have some investments pay off or draw more money, or just luck may follow you. There's extra money coming May through July. So I think you'll be feeling better this year. It's a much better, easier year for you all around. And then as far as relationships, April's going to be a key month. That's a very, very good month for love and charisma.
Okay, good luck, Randy. Do you sometimes tell people about things that happened in their past? Or do you simply look towards the future?
No, I can tell people about their past. And I don't mean just past lives, but like with Randy, I could see that he was under a lot of stress and maybe angry with somebody from maybe September through January, and especially around November of last year, he could have felt more tired or drained or upset or frustrated. And I just want to let him know that was in the past. He's going to be having a better year this year.
What's the greatest planetary alignment for everybody?
Oh, my goodness. I think the first thing off the top of my head would be Jupiter conjunct the sun. And that comes around every 12 years. And when Jupiter conjuncts your sun sign, things expand in your life. And you're happier. You're more carefree. Jupiter expands everything it touches. So it is a weight gain year. So I always tell people, you've got a Jupiter-sun conjunction. You've got to watch your weight this year. But it is a good year to expand and grow, and things come easily. Now, Aquarius people have Jupiter on their sun sign this year. It started in December, and it will go on until December of this year. And our Aquarius friends are, of course, late January, February. So they're going to have more luck than most of the other signs. And then a couple of the signs that will also do well with that Jupiter aspect in Aquarius are the ones that are going to be trine, a harmonious aspect. Libras and Geminis, they're going to have some breakthroughs this year because of Jupiter and Aquarius.
Remember that song years ago, The Dawning of the Age of Aquarius? What does that mean? What is the age of Aquarius anyway?
Well, when you look at the different ages, periods in history, and they can go on for thousands of years, we just came out of the age of Pisces, which is when we're following the pack. We're being influenced by what we were told, how we were raised. We're followers. Now that we're in the age of Aquarius, which is about knowledge and freedom, we have information coming to us in the masses through the internet. At the tip of our fingers, we can just look up some information. And so we're gaining all this information in the age of Aquarius, the information age. We've moved from a manufacturing age into a technology and information age where we'll be for many, many years. And so the dawning of the age of Aquarius has a lot to do with everybody coming into power because we have more knowledge. We're not going to be as influenced by just what we've been handed down from generation to generation. We're making our own choices. Aquarius is about social justice. It's about groups of people. It's about, you know, equality. So we're going to see a lot of those trends. And we already have seen a lot of people moving in that direction. So the age of Aquarius is a whole new age, generations and generations of people. It will shift our lives for many, many generations to come. It's a period of enlightenment, I guess I would say. And again, just from looking at it from an astrological aspect, we're moving out of manufacturing and into an age of technology, and that'll become the basis of our workforce and everything. There's going to be a lot of people working from home, not because of the COVID, but because they're going to choose to. And by 2040, I'm predicting that the majority of people will be working remotely, and there will not be a lot of companies that will hire people or they're paying their insurance and they're a regular employee. They'll be contract employees and doing different types of work. So there's a lot of changes. We could talk about this for all show.
Absolutely.
Basically, it's a whole new period of life that we're stepping into.
Where do people find your books, Maria?
They can go to mariashaw.com. And they've also follow me on Facebook, French Quarter Medium, Maria Shaw. Right now I'm offering a love card report, and that's also available at mariashaw.com. So if anybody's interested in finding the karmic connections between them and their partner, or maybe even a past love, they can get that report.
Have you had some people dump their partners because of your advice?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Did it save them?
Yes.
In the long run?
There was a girl in Macomb County, Michigan. And she called me, and I picked up that her boyfriend was messing with her 14-year-old daughter.
Oh,
now,
God.
I tape all of my readings and send the people the copies of the tape.
Put him in jail.
She took the tape to the prosecuting attorney in Macomb, and they questioned him. He went to jail for 7 years.
That's seven years not enough.
Yeah. And so then he got out of jail, and then the girl was like 20-some years old at that point, her daughter, and now she started dating her abuse. You wouldn't believe some of the stories I hear.
Oh, geez.
So yes, I do have people do break up sometimes and that's the biggest thing I get. I just had a question tonight that came in about 7 o'clock, a reading, you know, should I stay with this man? Should I leave my marriage? Blah, blah, blah. I still believe you have power, free will, and you need to make that choice. Don't rely on a psychic or
astrologer. But you give them the tips, and that's the important thing. We're going to come back and take final calls with you in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Next hour, we're talking horror films, so get ready. Get ready to share your spooky horror film later on when we take calls as well. We're going to come back in a moment with Maria Shaw and take her final readings with you in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Already. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Final segment with Maria Shaw, the astrologer psychic, and your calls. Maria, here's one for you. This is going to be an interesting one for you. The caller, August 13th, 1973, 8/13/73, She likes a guy who was born on 8/28/87, 8/28/87, but he's involved with someone whose birthday is July 12th, 1993, 7/12/93. So we're going to go to Maria in Illinois and talk about this triangle. Hello, Maria.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. And go ahead, Maria, see if you can work this out. Two Marias.
Okay. Hey, Maria.
Hi.
I'm really crazy about this guy, and there's just something about him. There's just something that just deeply draws me to him. He and I still talk occasionally. I actually knew him before he met the other girl. And there is, like, physical sexual attraction between us, but he feels really guilty about it because of his relationship with her. But I'm really crazy about him, and there's just something about him. I don't know if any of the three of us were involved in a past life or who's got more compatibility with him, or if we're equally compatible but in different ways. I know that I think his moon is in Libra. I think hers is... Her moon is in Aries. My moon is in Aquarius. He and I both have the Venus in Virgo. I think her Venus might be in Gemini, but I'm not sure.
You're as good as an astrologer, Maria.
I'm into astrology myself.
All right, Maria Shaw, take it away.
Yeah, it sounds like that you both of you ladies have connections with him. Are you a patient woman, Maria?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you a patient woman?
Yeah, if I'm totally, totally madly crazy about somebody, but right
okay.
now
well,
he's madly crazy
if
about
you're patient,
her. And she lives
if you can
them.
Be patient, he's going to go through a cycle where he's going to question, you know, the validity of his relationship that he's in right now. But he'll question that. You're going to have to be very patient because he'll question that in the winter, in the beginning of the year of 2023. I think these two have already made it through some challenges. I don't see the relationship staying together forever, but I think it'll stay together a little while longer. So I think that if there's going to be any major challenges for a breakup and for you to move on in, I think it's going to be closer to March of 2023 and thereafter. So I think they're going to still stay together for 2 years, and then I think that's a time frame that the relationship may have its troubles. You are compatible with him, and so is she, but like you said, you're in different ways. Their moons oppose each other, so they may not always understand each other's emotional needs, but their sun signs are very compatible with each other. So, you know, without looking at each individual chart, but from just what you told me, I think it's 50-50. It just depends on what he wants at the time. The one thing I can tell you is that he has Neptune opposing his sign, and a lot of times you don't always see everything clearly. And the further we get away from that aspect, the more his eyes become more open. So I would just tell you to be patient a little while longer. It's still 2 years off. But if you want to maintain the friendship, if it doesn't hurt your heart too much, just keep the lines of communication open.
It's a long time to wait, though, isn't it, Maria?
It is. It's a very long time. But I'll tell you what, I've seen people wait 14 years.
Really?
Very patient. Yes, yes. So, I mean, if it's supposed to be, it'll be. But he doesn't have any major aspects until then to end a relationship. And he's going to analyze it. He's not going to just – he's not a sign – that is going to bounce in and out of relationships. He's in it, usually in it for the long haul. The Virgos, the Cancers, the Pisces stay in relationships past their expiration date sometimes. They're in it for the long haul. Taurus and Cancer are marrying signs. Your Aquarians, they get more divorces than any other sign. Sagittarius won't stay if they're bored. So you have to look at the different signs. I think you still have a chance, but I'm just not saying it's coming up in the next couple of weeks. You'd have to be patient and ride it out.
Okay, next up, we're going close to your neck of the woods. Let's go January 5th, 1961. 1561. We're going to Cornelius in Louisiana. Hello there, Cornelius.
Hey, George and Marie. Laissez les bon temps rouler. Let the good times roll.
Yes. Happy Mardi Gras.
That's the only French he knows, by the way, Maria.
Yeah, that's the only French I know. You're right, George. Yeah, we're about 200 or 300 miles north of you here in Alexandria, Louisiana, Miss Shaw.
Oh, very good. Very good. Well, thank you for calling in tonight. What would you like to know?
Yeah, I just wanted to know. I was telling Tommy, because, see, I met George and Tommy in New Orleans at the Oswald Conference. Now, Tommy's been to Mardi Gras. I've been trying to get our friend George to come, so hopefully, since you say it'll be better next year, maybe he'll come to Mardi Gras in New Orleans next year and bring his sidekick Tommy along for another visit to Mardi Gras. And I want to tell you something. Those houses they got painted down there where you can ride, so it's like a ride in Mardi Gras this year because y'all got y'all's houses painted real good.
So, yeah, the crew.
Go ahead, Maria.
So what they're doing is they're decorating. They've decorated all the houses to look like floats, and they've given everybody a map that wants a map to go and ride or walk by the houses. And, and one person spent $15,000 just to decorate their outside of their house.
Wow.
I'm thinking, shoot, I could have bought a car for that.
You know? Absolutely.
Mardi Gras don't last that long. But anyway, I wanted to let you know, Cornelius, that you are out of one of the worst cycles that you've had in 30 years. It started around...
And by the way, you're right. I know the guy, and he's had a rough couple of years.
Oh, okay. Well, since Christmas of 2017, and just up until 2 months ago, he has had one thing after another. And there's no point in going over everything and reliving that, but just suffice to say, every part of your life has been touched in some way by chaos or disruption or tragedy. You are out of that cycle, Cornelius. It's not coming back for 27 years. By that time, you won't care that much. You're going to have a lot of rewards in the next couple of years for all the BS that you had to go through. So it's going to be a lot easier. This is also going to be a better financial year for you. So you'll be luckier. You'll have more financial flow. But things are on. You're not going to go back. They're on the upswing. You're not going back to where you were in the last couple of years. You're going up.
You needed that, Cornelius, didn't you? Hello? Well, he got it and he's left. I guess he was a happy camper. He's already gone. That's right. Absolutely. Next up, November 21, 1970. 11-21, 1970. Linda Maria in Oregon's with us. Hi, Linda.
Hi, George. Hi, Maria.
Hi.
Hi.
What would you like to know?
I'd like a reading, and also how's love and abundance doing for me this year?
Okay. Let me just sidetrack for 1 second. Have you lost a lot of people? Do you have a lot of people on the other side?
Yes, I've. I lost quite a few, especially my dad and grandparents and
around you, like watching over you. I see 7 people that were very close to you that are kind of acting as your guardian angels. You've lost more people than most people have, and like a whole generation got wiped out in a short amount of time. So I just want you to know that you have a lot of people around you that love you and are watching over you from the other side. But in answer to your question, financially, it's going to be a decent year. It's not your best ever, but you have a strong year to pay down some debt and to make money from other sources. 2024 is going to be one of the best years you'll have in this entire decade, okay? And then you'll wind up at the end of the decade with a very strong year, too. But 2024 is a year that you'll probably should have a lot of your debt paid down or paid off, but this year will be better. And then what was your other question? Relationships?
Relationships, yeah.
Okay. You don't trust everybody, and rightfully so, because I feel like you've been betrayed or screwed over in the past. But I will tell you that you've got this summer and next year as a happy period for love. And then you have a very strong commitment cycle in 2023, especially toward the end, that makes your heart feel fulfilled and happy. There are people out there that are trustworthy and that you can put your heart, you can wear your heart on your sleeve. I think you just have to learn to do that again. But I do see a lot of happiness for you within the next 3 years in your love life. Also, look for somebody's name that starts with a T, like Troy, Tommy, Thomas, Terry, something with a T, a first name, is going to be very, very important to you.
How many readings do you do, Maria?
Me?
Yeah.
How many readings do I do? I read every day. People book readings with me every single day. So it just depends. You know, I mean, I work pretty much like you do every day and on the weekends, too. When you own your own business, you know, you're always, you know, continue. You hate to turn people away, you know.
Are you doing Zoom stuff now, too?
Not really, because I hate to put makeup on. People ask for that. I just do them on the phone. You know, people ask for it some once in a great while, but a lot of times I'll just sit in my pajamas, you know, have my Coca-Cola and just relax and just throughout the day. You know, I usually read in the morning, early afternoon, and in the evening.
Next up, the birthday's August 24, 1959, 8/24, 1959. Mark is with us in Maryland. Hello, Mark. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much, George. Marie, I just wanted to say that I've had a lot of ups and downs in my life. Not bad, though. There's just been some, I've been going through some tumultuous times. And again, I say not negative or anything like that. It's just that I like to consider myself a Renaissance man. There's nothing on my bucket list. I guess I'm just lucky. I'm a painter, I'm an artist, a writer, a musician. Everything I've tried to do, God's blessed me with the ability to help me to do that. And so basically, I'm just wondering about, you know, what are your thoughts on my future?
And your birthday again was, what did it say, August 24th?
8/24/59.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, my gosh. You have Uranus, the planet Uranus, shining, making a harmonious aspect to your sun sign. You're going to be doing a lot of different things between now and 2026. Lots of positive change, not disruptive, but positive. You're going to use a lot of your same skill sets and do things, maybe have new opportunities, new offers, new things. Is there a woman around you with a J name that's really important?
Yes.
All right, because she's going to play a big role in your life this year and be even a stronger support system. But I also feel like you could be in a different state within the next 4 years also. So either you have a second location, second home, or you're going to be spending a lot more time in a different state. And I feel it's going to be southeast rather than west. And I also see you getting reacquainted with an old band member or a former band member from many years ago. If this already hasn't happened, you've got people coming back into your life from a while back that you're really going to enjoy reconnecting with and seeing. And I also see you collaborating with somebody that you have admired or maybe held put on a pedestal. So there's a lot happening between now and July of 2026. You're going to be doing a lot of different things. But remember, you will always work all your life, not because you have to, but because you want to. When you're 90 years old and you get up in the morning, you've got to have a purpose. If you don't have a purpose or somebody to take care of or something to do, you're going to feel kind of lost. So I see you working all your life, your hand in a lot of different things, knowing a lot of people, and I bet you also that you're an excellent storyteller.
Thanks, Mark. Hope everything works out for you. That was a great reading, by the way. You have done a great job, Maria. I want to congratulate you on that.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot. It was so nice to be on the show and to talk to you, fellow Detroiter. This was wonderful.
This was your first time on the program, wasn't it?
Yes, and I've been looking forward to it. I was hoping for years that I would be invited. Well, thank you so much.
Well, you keep in touch with us, and you let us know, you know, your availabilities, your new books and things like that, and we'll always get you back on, okay?
Oh, thank you. Well, happy Mardi Gras to everybody listening, and thanks again, George, for having me on.
In the next few months, how does the planet look like to you?
The planetary energy is going to be better after Wednesday. That after the 20th of February, we're going to have to get past Mercury retrograde after the 20th. Things will start to get a little bit easier. But I think that the big news is going to be Jupiter moving into Pisces for a couple months, because that's going to bring a lot of luck for a lot of people. And you're going to see what your luck will be in 2022. But just know that this will be a much better year than last year, and 22 will be even better than this year. We got a lot to look forward to.
Well, that's a good sign, because a lot of people need some good luck these days and good fortunes, to be sure. Maria Shaw, website linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Up next, we're going to talk about some horror films, so get ready on Coast to Coast AM.